Today's date is Friday, June 29th. It is now, do we have time? I don't have my time.
Oh, I have 20 till 8:40.
8:40. Mr. Chair, in presence today is Director Rosanna Villagomez-Uggan, Director Montanotnia, Director Cecilia Perez, and yourself. And then we also have legal counsel present.
Okay, good.
We have a quorum.
Okay, because we have a quorum, let's move on to item 3, approval of board minutes. I know the board minutes were sent out earlier,
yeah.
And if you just want to scan through it, fine, if not, and for the sake of moving the meeting forward, trying to keep it within an hour, somebody would like to make a motion on it.
I move to accept the board minutes as a as yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the board minutes of May 31st. Are there any questions or amendments you'd like to see in the board minutes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion's carried. Let's go ahead and move on now to the legal report.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chair. Good morning, board members. Just, this is going to be very short. I have provided an update as of the end of last month after our board meeting. I don't know if the parties have it, but we've got our matters. And I would just, again, just refer to the fact that it's still work in progress. And so with regards to the updates for this month, pretty much the same thing as I reported on the last month. As far as the total number of foreclosures, we're still moving forward. Or foreclosure accounts, we're still moving forward on a couple of sales. The only thing I would add to the report would be that that is not on here is item GCH 14 and 14.1 of your packet. Or your report packet.
Yeah.
We had sketched, we have, since the last hearing, or meeting, excuse me, on the 31st, I noticed it for sale on August 13th. That's a new one. It's coming up, and that's set for August 13th. However, as of this week, the co-borrower is on those two accounts. I've submitted a purchase contract, so it appears that that there may be a sale to a prospective buyer to hopefully satisfy the obligation. Yeah, but I believe the escrow is over, it's about 2.5 months, so I may have to postpone that sale pending completion of the escrow conditions. So really that's the only thing with respect to my report. We continue to work on doing loan workouts on 15 of the accounts. So that's with respect to the foreclosure accounts. The civil actions that I'm working on, we've already received a judgment on the Troy Torres matter, and it appears now my next step would be to try to prepare collection documents to try to serve him and try to enforce the judgment that was entered against him. So that's the only update besides the interpleader case that's still moving forward. So those are the few matters that I wanted to report on, Mr. Chair.
Any board members have any questions for QB? So QB, how many foreclosures do we have scheduled within the next 30 days?
Not within the next 30 days. We have it a little over 30 days. We have two so far, one of which may be postponed, but for sure there is one that is going to be set on August 6th, Mr. Chair, and that was GHC, I believe that is GHC 12. That is the one that's set for a sale, August 6th. That one for sure will have to go because the debtor's just no option or no possibility of trying to cure the arrears. They've already spoken to them, but because we need a they've considered conveying the property, however, there's a lien on the property. or an encumbrance, only way for GHC to take it free and clear is to do the foreclosure action and wipe out those junior liens. So that one for sure. The other one I just reported on, it was scheduled. I just noticed it the beginning of this June. However, I received a purchase contract and I forwarded it to Mary. We need to talk about that. We just received it this week. That was scheduled for August 13th, but that may be postponed. The other one on GHC 35, the district court approved the debtors to sell the property. That's currently in bankruptcy, Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Debtors are unable to try to work out a plan that would satisfy the loan obligation owed to GHC. So I believe the court just last month or just earlier this month, we received an order granting the debtor's attorney's request or motion to sell the property. So it's just a matter of time till we get a purchase contract that property will be sold.
Okay. The one before that is what's the GHC number?
14 and 14.1 that I'm talking about, and the other one was 12, GHC 12.
Yeah, 12, I've got that.
Yeah. GHC 14, it's not on my report because it happened after I completed my report.
Now, this is the one that you say has a
buyer's agreement? Yes, we just received it this week. Okay. However, the escrow timeline, they're looking at 100 days, so it's unusual, but I've got to talk to Mary. I've had some concerns about it, but if in fact it looks like they're working towards the buyer purchasing it, subject to all the conditions being satisfied in escrow, I'm thinking that escrow won't occur till after August 13th, so we may consider postponing that But you know, we've got a couple that we're pushing on and people that are coming in, so it's just, you know, getting over that hump. A few of them that I reported last month, the new bankruptcy ones, I mean, the ones that are filing bankruptcies recently, at least the last two, they're current on their account with GHC. It's just that they need to get rid of all the other, unsecured loans to be able to satisfy it. But the last two that was referred to my office, as I understand, or last three, they're all current on their accounts with GHC.
I agree. If they're trying to work it out, they've got a buyer.
Yeah.
Let's give them time to
So
work out that deal rather than
And then and a couple of the loan modifications may include as well. Either they're working out a cure or they're negotiating with us to say, look, I think they're going to sell the property.
Okay.
So, these are what we have pending. But, we're putting as best, of a push on it as possible on most of these accounts. So.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Did we get we found the offer, the one in the one in Minutesville?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it. Mm. With regards to the Nimitz, I guess that's an old business.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, nothing on new business, right? Okay, old business. None? Okay. I think, if you don't mind, I'd like to bring up that Nimitz Hill property. Because I remember there was an offer, and then we counter-offered.
Right.
Did we hear back from?
Yeah.
I guess that's all we wanted to know. We had an offer last board meeting, and then we had a counteroffer.
The board did a counteroffer.
Right.
So I have yet to hear from that individual. They would like to counteroffer.
Okay. You know, guys, I as nice as the location may be, that's a dump sitting in. I mean, I was talking to an engineer about the place. And they said one is the only reason why they haven't hooked up yet the sewer is because the sewer line is higher than the house.
Oh,
right? So the only way they're ever going to be able to hook the sewer line is, and he said he's brought that up to, I guess, the Kellys before, is that they would turn the house into a garage, a big garage and a workstation, build a second floor, and then it would be possible. He said, he was telling me, because Frank, that's a nightmare. When they built the house was built below the road. And they're, it,